Well, tell us some more about More Your Music. Where do we go next from here, Carrie?
Well, since we were talking about the little home in the woods, let's go to a song called Geodes. You know, I live in this part of Indiana, like the glaciers came down and stopped right about where I live. And so what you think of as the flat Indiana farmland is like north of us. And where I live is very green and very rolling and a lot of limestone here. It was a shallow sea at one point in long, long ago history. But something happened in the geological formation of this area, and geodes are everywhere. You know, the kind of gray-brown rocks, and you open them up, and there's crystals inside. And literally, there's like a couple creeks that run through the area where I live, and, you know, every other rock is a geode. I mean, we just pile them up in the garden, and I don't know anyone in Monroe County doesn't have a whole pile on their porch. They're just everywhere. And they're amazing. They're magical. They're astounding. And yet they're commonplace. They're just like rocks on the road for us. And at the same time, there's this sparkling center to them that is a miracle. So I liked the metaphor. I liked the metaphor of the geode, that it's everyday and it's common. And yet at the same time, it's a miracle right there in front of me.
Though you can't always tell one from another, and it's best not to judge a book by its tattered cover, I've found when I tried or looked deeper inside, what appears unadorned might be wondrously formed. You can't always tell, but sometimes you just know. Round here, we throw geodes in our gardens. They're as common as the rain, a corn silk in July. Unpretentious browns and grays, a stain of Indiana clay. They're what's left of shallow seas, glacial rock and mystery. And inside there shines a secret bright as promise.